Hare Krishna. In order for us to gain the full benefit of chanting the holy name, one has to approach the holy name with great respect. It is said, there is a verse which says, Sri Vishnu Namni Sakalaha Kalushuhe Shabde Samanya Buddhihi. This verse says, one should not think of the holy names of Krishna to be like some mundane sound vibration. By thinking so, one will never be able to benefit from the chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also says, in that famous verse about Pitta Upatapta Rasana Senarochikanu, then he says, Kintu Adarat Anudinam Khalusaiva Jushta Swadvi Kramat Bhavati Tadgata Moolahantri. That Adarat means one should approach the holy name with great respect. Just like when some rich man comes to our temple, some Shriman Pranab Mukherjee, people say, hey, Pranab Mukherjee, aaye hain. You've seen that? Or the Hinduja has come, Goenka has come. Especially the people who are not, you know, big devotees or new people who are coming to the temple, they have a lot of respect for rich people. You observed it? Somebody who's a millionaire or a billionaire, you know, when they come, they observe them with very great respect. Similarly, when we chant the holy name in our tongue, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are appearing. Krishna Jaya, Radha Jaya, they both appeared. But we don't feel like that. We just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So rather, and that is why the Shastra says, how should the devotee cultivate the mood to develop respect? One should actually pray, as we were saying the other day, my dear Krishna, your name, your form, your qualities, your activities are all one. When you come to this world, you come with the same eternal name, eternal form. Your eternal Nitya Leela, which you manifest here as Naimittika Leela. And your wonderful pastimes and activities and your wonderful qualities, divine qualities. Whereas when I come in this world, I am a tiny jiva, enveloped by the flesh and bones and subjected to the three modes of material nature, due to which every time I get a new name and I am taking varieties of forms which are nothing but a precipitate of my own polluted, contaminated, independent material desires, which precipitate out of the subtle body into the gross body. So I get forms like this. I get different names every time. And the names never correspond to my qualities. I may be called a Sundara Gopal, but I may be very ugly. I may be called Lakshmipati, but I may be holding a Bhikshapatra. So my names never correspond to my qualities. And my forms are all constantly in every lifetime changing. And my activities are all misery producing to myself and misery producing to others also. So what are my name, form, qualities and activities? In fact, my predicament is so bad that I cannot even ascertain the power of Maya. Imagine if an elephant is lifting his huge leg and just below his feet there is a tiny newly born rat. You have seen sometimes rosy, pinkish rats before opening their eyes like this. And it is lying on the ground, the elephant is lifting his foot. The rat doesn't know the power of elephant's foot because he cannot even see it. He is below it. He can't even see it. That is our situation in front of Maya. How powerful is Maya? How mighty is Maya? That also I don't know. That is why I am not afraid of Maya. Why we are not afraid of Maya? Not that we are powerful. I am so ignorant that I don't know the power of Maya also. Nor do I know the value of Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalyata, Bhakta Karunyata, Bhakta Rakshata. I don't know the most valuable, wonderful, crusty jewel qualities that adore Krishna's personality. Because of not knowing such wonderful qualities of Krishna, I can never become attracted to him. gloating with my own balloona false ego. I am in my own little world, imagining myself to be very great. In this way, neither can I know the power of Maya, nor can I know the power of Krishna. And completely ignorant of these important truths, I live in a small little world playing my own trumpet. How unfortunate is my situation. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one chapter called Indra Offends Brihaspati. Actually, Indra doesn't do anything. He is just sitting only. He didn't speak one word against Brihaspati. Still, the chapter is entitled Indra Offends Brihaspati. Now, you may say, what did he offend? So, in law, they use the two words commission and omission. Commission means speak something by which you can offend somebody. Omission means failing to respect somebody. Like for example, if Pranab Mukherjee comes, you are just standing like this. You look at him and then turn your face away. Then that can be considered as omission. You are seeing a very great personality, but we are neglecting him. That also is an offense. So Indra committed which type of offense? Omission. Because of it became offense. Same thing is said. Kintu Adarat Anudinam Kalusaiva Jushta. When the holy name appears in our tongue, we can commit the offense of omission, which means we may just ignore the holy name. So ignoring the holy name inattentively also becomes an offense. Yeah. That is why our life should be a constant endeavor of knowing more about the power of Maya, knowing more about the sweetness of Krishna and His kindness and reciprocation with the devotees. And our admiration, when it increases more and more, it will reflect as respect for the holy name. In the form in which Krishna appears in our tongue every day when we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.